Job chapter 36. And Elihu proceeded and said, "Suffer me a little, and I will show thee that I have yet words for God. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and will ascribe righteousness to my Creator. For truly my words shall be no falsehood, one perfect in knowledge is with thee. Lo, God is mighty, but despiseth not any, mighty in strength of understanding. He saveth not the wicked alive, but he doeth justice to the afflicted. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings on the throne doth he even set them forever, and they are exalted. And if, bound in fetters, they be held in cords of affliction, then he showeth them their work, and their transgressions, because they have increased. And he openeth their ear to discipline, and commandeth that they return from iniquity. If they hearken and serve him, they shall accomplish their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. But if they hearken not, they shall pass away by the sword, and expire without knowledge. But the godless in heart heap up anger. They cry not when he bindeth them. Their soul dieth in youth, and their life is among the unclean. But he delivereth the afflicted in his affliction, and openeth their ear in their oppression. Even so would he have allured thee out of the jaws of distress into a broad place, where there is no straitness, and the supply of thy table would be full of fatness. But thou art full of the judgments of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee. Because there is wrath, beware lest it take thee away through chastisement, and then a great ransom could not avail thee. Will he esteem thy riches? Not gold, nor all the resources of strength. Desire not the night when the peoples are cut off from their place. Take heed, turn not to iniquity, for this hast thou chosen rather than affliction. Lo, God is exalted in his power. Who teacheth as he? Who hath appointed him his way, or who hath said, Thou hast wrought on righteousness? Remember that thou magnify his work, which men celebrate. All men look at it, man beholdeth it afar off. Lo, God is great, and we comprehend him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out, for he draweth up the drops of water, they distill in rain from the vapor which he formeth, which the skies pour down and drop upon man abundantly. Can any understand the spreadings of the clouds, or the crashing of his pavilion? Lo, he spreadeth his light around him, and covereth the bottom of the sea. For with them he judgeth the peoples, he giveth food in abundance. His hands he covereth with lightning, and commandeth it where it is to strike. His thundering declareth concerning him, the cattle even concerning its coming.